round come out all crooked.
It's always the way, isn't it?
I must have baked 1,000 scones in me life. I can do it in me sleep. But when you want something to look good...
Same with my Victoria sponge.
Your sponge was lovely.
I overcooked it.
Looked fine to me.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What's the holdup?
Judges haven't finished, I guess.
Oh, taking their time, aren't they?
Well, there were a lot of entries this year.
I was going to put some tomatoes in, but they weren't anything special. Haven't really had time for gardening, what with one thing and another.
Judy's been telling me all about the Ringing Road Show.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time.
She was very taken with the mini rings.
Yeah, they're fun.
What's that then?
It's like a bell tower in miniature, on wheels. We ought to try and get one of them along to the fight next year.
What a good idea.
Yeah, brilliant way to recruit new ringers.
And Shirley said you dropped in at some other churches on the way back.
Yeah, there were loads of towers open, especially. And you could just go in and have a grab.
What on earth is the hold-up? They must still be judging.
But it's well after 1:30.
Did you put those photographs in?
Am I seeing some village life? Yes, I certainly did. I'm very pleased with the way they turned out, actually.
Who's judging the photos?
The picture editor from The Echo. I have no great hopes. Quality of photography in The Echo is frankly very ordinary.
Phil's put in one of his astronomical pictures.
Well, how does that qualify as village life?
Well, it's a big part of Phil's life, and he lives in the village.
Indeed.
You might ask how photography qualifies as flowers and produce.
He's put in some carrots and runner beans as well. Oh, that reminds me, Linda.
What?
I gave some beans to old Mrs. Jenkins.
Oh, she had a nasty fall, didn't she?
Yes, nothing broken, thank goodness, but she can't get out. Anyway, the beans were meant to be a gift, but she insisted she was part of the swap club and must give me something in return.
Oh, bless her.
And she handed me this IOU.
Oh, dear.
Don't talk to me about IOUs.
She said someone had given it to her in exchange for some plums.
Nothing to do with me.
I only mentioned it.
You'll have to take it up with Susan.
The thing is, it's got Robert's name on it.
She doesn't want anything to do with IOUs.
Robert signed it.
No,
it was never part of her plan.
I've a horrible feeling this is all Joe's fault.
Robert would never sign an IOU.
He started handing loads out, went by.
Look, the doors are opening. We can go in.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, Alice, hello. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Fine now, anyway. Had a slight disaster on the first night. Had all my stuff nicked.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. When I came back to my tent, it had gone.
Your tent?
My rucksack and everything. And my sleeping bag.
Oh, Alice. And what about your money?
No. I had that with me, so I've still got my cards, my phone and everything.
And this happened on Friday?
Yeah, can you believe it?
So why didn't you call then?
Oh, no, Mum, it's okay.
Oh, do you want me to come and fetch you, darling?
No. Chris came to my rescue.
Chris? Chris who?
Carter.
Christopher Carter?
Yeah, he's such a gent.
I didn't know he was going to be there.
He's been absolutely brilliant.
Did you?
What?
No, he was going to be there.
Well, yeah, he mentioned it, but this is best of all, Mum. There's thousands of people here. But anyway, he lent me his tent.
He lent... Well, where did he sleep?
Well, outside to start with, but I thought that was a bit mean, so we just ended up sharing.
Sharing. Well, what about Daisy and Jules?
What about them?
Well, couldn't you share their tent?
No way!
Why on earth not?
Well, they're a couple, Mum. It'd be really embarrassing.
But it's not embarrassing to share with Christopher.
Anyway, look, the reason I'm ringing, it makes a lot more sense for me to drive home with Chris tomorrow rather than with Daisy and Jules.
Oh, does it?
Well, it's miles out their way to come to Ambridge. Only the thing is, Chris is booked on a later ferry.
A ferry?
We're on the Isle of Wight, Mum. Can't get off except by boat.
Yes, of course.
So, I won't be home till much later than I said.
NAS? What's that supposed to mean?
Not according to schedule.
What?
Means you've broken the rules.
Oh, dear.
Broken the rules? How on earth can I have broken the rules?
Phil got a highly commended.
If I recall it right, in the photography section it says you're not supposed to enhance or manipulate your pictures.
I beg your pardon.
Well, something like that. I might not have got the words exactly as
no
it said.
No photoshopping.
But everyone does that these days. It's the whole joy of digital photography.
Well, that's what it says.
What about that, then?
Hmm?
What? Phil's picture.
What's that, if not enhanced?
Well, what are you suggesting? That he moved the stars around to make a more satisfying composition?
Ruth, of course not. But it's all done on a computer, isn't it? And he didn't just stand in the garden and take a snapshot.
Well, the judges seem to think it's okay.
It's called the beehive cluster, that one.
Oh, well, that's very appropriate.
Why?
Well, Jill keeps bees, and she's exhibiting her honey today.
I'm sorry, I still don't understand how, just because a group of stars has a vaguely rural name, it can be called a scene from village life.
Oh, come on, Linda.
Oh, dear, I don't think Susan's going to be very pleased with this one.
What?
Well, she looks completely pie-eyed.
Oh, dear, I see what you mean.
Nonsense.
Was that at Alan Noosh's wedding?
She looks natural and joyful.
Yeah, joyful as a newt. Oh, she's not going to thank you for that.
Had they arranged to meet up?
No. Well, I don't know. She said she knew he was going, so maybe...
It was lucky they did, by the sound of things.
Yes, I suppose. It wasn't as if Alice was there on her own. She went with her friend Daisy and Daisy's boyfriend.
But she's coming home with Christopher.
Yes. She seemed to think it was more convenient.
Just convenient?
Well, oh, I don't know, Jill.
Oh, I remember when mine were teenagers. Phil used to work himself up into such a state about their various boyfriends and girlfriends.
I dread to think what Brian's going to say. Anyway, how have you got on this afternoon?
Well, not very well so far. I did get a first of my honey.
Oh, well done.
But nothing for my jam, and I was just about to look... Oh, that's a surprise.
What?
A third for my Victoria sponge. I thought it was overcooked.
It looks fine.
I really should have entered the harvest fruitcake. I cooked a lovely one last week. It turned out just perfect. Mm-hmm. But I gave it away at the swap club in exchange for a box of empty jars, which I needed for some chutney. Good heavens.
What?
Look who won the harvest fruitcake.
Sabrina Thwaite?
I don't believe it.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
I see your mum won the gentleman's buttonhole.
Oh, did she? Oh, that's good. It was the only thing she entered.
I think I smell a rat.
What?
It was Sabrina who gave me the box of empty jars in exchange for my cake.
Jill, surely not.
What?
Well, Sabrina's won first prize for a cake.
You're joking.
No, look.
But she doesn't know how to eat, let alone cook.
And you think that might be your cake, Jill?
I can't prove it, of course. I mean, one fruitcake looks very like another, doesn't it?
Oh, the icing's very distinctive.
No, it wasn't ice when I swapped it. But the thing is, Sabrina's brought cakes along to the swap club before, and they were all, well, frankly, pretty awful.
That is your cake, Jill.
You can't be sure.
Well, you put apricots in yours, don't you? Not many people do that.
Yes.
Well, look there. Isn't that an apricot?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, dear.
Well, we must tell the judges.
Oh, hold on.
No, she can't be allowed to get away with that.
Is she here?
Sabrina? Yeah, somewhere. Over there with Brenda.
You think we should confront her?
No, I'm not sure. Why do you think she did it?
No idea.
Oh, she wanted to win.
Obviously, it mattered to her a lot.
She's looking pretty pleased with herself.
She looks really happy.
Well, yeah.
Let's not spoil it.
But, Jill, it's...
We all make fun of her. Treat her as a bit of a joke. But to do something like this, she must have really wanted to be part of the show. To be, well, you know, accepted into village life.
Well, no excuse for cheating.
No. But it's not really so terrible, is it? Let her have a little moment of glory.
I still think you should report her.
No, let it go. Who knows? She might even end up eating some of it, and that would make me very happy. Hello, Clary.
Hiya.
Any success?
What, me? No, nothing. But Joe's won the Master Gardener.
Really?
You know, where they do an arrangement of different flowers and veg.
Bert had high hopes for that.
Well, he come second, which were the icing on the cake for Joe.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Beating Bert into second place is more important for him than actually winning.
Oh, look, Mum and Jack, excuse me, I must go and congratulate her.
See you later.
I had a visit from your son this morning.
My son?
Ed.
Oh, I thought for a moment you meant... Why was he visiting you?
He wants us to take part in this Open Day he's organising at Grange Farm.
Ah, right.
Why you?
Well, they're advertising our beef on the Milk Round and helping us with distribution.
I didn't realise.
Auntie's got Pat coming.
Yeah, she's going to talk about yoghurt and the whole local food thing.
Oh, look, there's David and the boys. Excuse me, see you later.
Yeah. Well, I see my scones didn't win nothing. No surprise there.
There's always next year.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
So how's William getting on?
All right, I suppose. I'm going down to see him Wednesday.
Are you?
Yeah, taking George. Poor little lad don't understand why his daddy ain't here no more.
No, I don't suppose he does.
But William, I mean, it ain't convenient for me taking a day off. Not for Pat. George has to come first.
Of course.
Only William, he's so wrapped up in his own troubles, he just can't seem to see it.
Oh, I don't make the rules, Linda.
But somebody must.
Yeah, I suppose,
and all I'm saying is, before next year, we really should ensure that the schedule governing photography is updated
if
to
you
acknowledge
say so.
The fact that we are now living in the digital age, Neil.
Oh, by the way, is Robert going to this course over at Lower Loxley?
What course?
Drystone walling.
Oh, yes, yes, he is.
We're going to be rebuilding Nigel's ha-ha.
Yes, Robert's very keen to attend. Although we do have a full complement of B&B guests this week.
Oh.
Neil?
Oh, hello.
I didn't know that Christopher was going to this festival thing.
Well...
Festival?
Yes, it's a music festival.
Oh, did you know that he and Alice were meeting up?
You mean she went as well?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I thought he was going with some mate of his from college.
So it was just a chance meeting, then? Oh,
search me. I mean, he booked the ticket months and months ago. Long before he and Alice ever, you know...
What?
Got interested in each other.
Alice? And Christopher?
It's nothing serious, Linda.
She did come up to London with us for his award ceremony.
Yes, I know.
She seemed quite keen on him then.
But Alice is off to university in 3 weeks, and she really doesn't want to get involved with anyone at this particular time.
Oh. Rather up to her, isn't it?
Yes, of course, but...
And 3 weeks is a long time when you're that age.
You must be so pleased.
Yes. Yes, we are.
I mean, I gather it was touch and go.
What?
The vote. Borchester Land Board.
Really?
Well, Brian couldn't vote, obviously, because of the family connection, and the rest of them was split right down the middle. So, Matt ended up with a casting vote.
And he doesn't have a family connection?
Just be grateful, Pat, if it wasn't for him voting in favour.
Yes, OK, but he wouldn't be letting us buy the farm if his plan to develop the barn hadn't been so comprehensively rejected, would he?
Well, maybe.
Oh, no, he'd be looking round the place, seeing which of our other outbuildings was ripe for development.
Well, it's all turned out right in the end, hasn't it?
Oh, I haven't bought it yet.
But it's absolutely the right thing for you to do. You should have done it years ago.
And we're going to be mortgaged right up to the hilt. Always supposing we can find someone to lend us the money. I mean, Tony says it shouldn't be a problem, but in this current financial climate, you never know.
Well, I'm sure if you speak nicely to Mum.
Oh, look, here comes Tom. You'll have to excuse me, Lillian.
All right. Some other time, then.
Tom! Oh, hi, Mum. Can't stop for long, I'm afraid. Sausage packing calls.
Yeah, I know.
But you can tell Dad have earthed up the leaks.
Oh, well done.
I know who's in a flap about it.
Oh, he's just so stretched at the moment.
Well, they certainly need a doing.
It's always the same this time of year. At least we're not flooded.
Yeah, I was talking to Adam. He's at his wits' end. He's so far behind.
Yeah, and he's not as badly off as some people.
There's a farmer over Edgeleyway who reckons his wheat yield's going to be cut in half.
Yeah, and the drying must be costing a fortune too.
Oh, it will be.
Just when the prices have gone through the roof, the crops are coming in wetter than they've been for years. Anyway, I just wondered if you fancied coming over for supper this evening.
Oh, that'd be nice.
No, and Brenda, of course.
No, Brenda's going out, which is why I'll be glad to have someone else cook my supper.
Oh,
okay. Are we celebrating?
Well, that was the idea, yeah. I just thought it'd be nice for us to sit down together and, you know...
Drink a toast to the future?
Yeah, something like that. Although...
What?
Lillian's just been telling me how close the vote was.
What vote?
Borchester Land.
Oh.
Half the board didn't want to sell. Only Matt's casting vote that pushed it through.
Matt?
I know.
I rather wish she hadn't told me.
Forget it, Mum. They've agreed to sell. That's all that matters. Now, I really must dash, so I'll see you this evening.
They're still giving me the cold shoulder.
Oh, Lillian.
Well, at least pat it. I thought now it's all sorted and they're going to buy the farm.
Well, they hope they are.
We could all be friends again.
It's a huge step for them.
Particularly since they owe it all to Matt.
Oh, did you tell them?
Yes. Went round early this afternoon.
Oh, help yourself to a piece of cake.
But I got a distinctly frosty reception.
Well, it's not all signed and sealed yet, is it? I mean, they'll have to borrow an awful lot of money.
Well, Mum will help them out if they're short.
Well, possibly.
Of course she will.
Well, I saw her yesterday. She and Jack were at the Flower and Produce Show.
Oh, Lord.
No, it was fine. Jack was on really good form. He was so delighted with the shapes and the colours and... Oh, Mum won first prize for her gentleman's buttonhole.
Oh, did she?
She was really chuffed.
Good.
You should have come.
Oh, well, I meant to.
Well, it's always fun, the Flower and Produce.
I just got involved in one of those circular discussions with Matt.
Mm-hmm. About what?
His mother. You know, the genealogist found her.
What?
Didn't I tell you?
No! So, she's alive?
Yeah. She's in an old folks home.
Oh, where?
London, Walthamstow.
Oh, my goodness. Is he going to see her?
Well, this is where it gets complicated. They advise you to write a letter first, you know, in case the person doesn't want to meet you.
Oh, well, that would be dreadful.
Well, I know. I mean, having come this far. And even if she agrees to meet him, well, she's elderly. I mean, who's to say she isn't like Jack, with no memory of anything?
So, Matt's written to her?
I tried, Jenny, but he couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it?
But he couldn't find the words, you know.
Oh, well, would you like me to...
Oh, no, darling, no, it's okay. All the advice says to go through a professional intermediary.
Professional?
Mm. Well, there's this organisation, NORCAP, for adults affected by adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should have used them in the first place, but, you know, Matt, always determined to do things his own way, but... In this case...
So they'll write the letter for him, will
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's the general idea. And he's going to see them on Thursday.
Oh, well, fingers crossed.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what I wanted all along, but now the end's in sight, I'm absolutely terrified.
So what must it be like for Matt?
Well, exactly. Which is why we keep finding ourselves going over and over.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Lily, but... Ooh, I think that's Christopher Carter's car, isn't it?
Oh, thought they went back till this evening.
Yeah, that's what Alice said, but... Yes, that's them all right.
Let's take a peek.
Oh, my goodness.
Just good friends, you said.
Oh, that's what I...
Well, that's not a kiss between just good friends, Jenny.
No, obviously. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Well, Christopher Carter.
What about him?
Well, he's not really...
What, good enough?
He's not really Alice's type.
And if that kiss is anything to go by, I'd say he's very much her type.
She's got brains. She's a clever girl.
Mm, and he's a big, strapping lad with muscles in all the right places.
She's coming.
Hello?
I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
Lillian, for goodness sake.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, darling. Oh, gosh, you look well.
Yeah, I'm totally knackered. And I smell disgusting. Hi, Auntie Lily.
Hello, darling.
Didn't Christopher want to come in?
Oh, no. He needs a shower and a kip as much as I do.
You had a good time, did you?
Oh, the best time ever. It was absolutely fantastic.
Come along, Finn. Nearly there. I know.
How are you doing?
Oh, this old girl's having a bit of trouble.
Oh, dear.
Obviously a bigger cough. She's been struggling for a while.
Do you want me to?
She's well on the way. In fact... That's it. Here we go.
Well done. Oh, no wonder she was having trouble.
Right, now, let's just give your nose a little wipe. There we are. That's better, isn't it? Another heifer. Excellent. Right, now, come on, Mum. Come and say hello.
I came to see if there was any chance of you coming in for supper.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in as soon as I've got this one settled. Oh, except I haven't walked the cows back out yet.
No, it's all right. Tom's done it.
Has he?
Yeah, he came straight back after he'd seen to the sausages.
Oh, bless him.
And he realised you were up to your eyeballs.
Oh, I just looked in here after I'd finished the milking and there were three of them. All decided to have their calves at the same moment.
That's always the way, isn't it?
Well, the first two were fine, but this one... Anyway, just give me 10 minutes to tidy up.
Alice, are you decent?
Yeah, come in, Mum.
Better?
Oh, yes. I cannot tell you how good it felt to have a hot shower. My hair was absolutely putrid. I don't know how it got like that. After all, it's only been 3 days.
But it was worth it.
Oh, it was brilliant. It's like Kate always says, you should never dismiss an experience until you've tried it.
Well, I'm glad you didn't follow in her footsteps. She went to Glastonbury and came home with Phoebe.
Oh, yeah, but the atmosphere, Mum, is just unbelievable.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, despite losing your tent and everything.
Oh, yeah, that was such a bummer.
Well, don't they have security guards or anything?
Well, yeah, but it was like the middle of the night, and Daisy was pretty smashed and just wanted to crash, so she said I could share her tent.
What about her boyfriend?
Yeah, well, exactly. You see, he'd stayed at the Hidden Disco and had this vision of him staggering in at like 4 in the morning and, well, you know...
Finding you in his sleeping bag.
Could have been really awkward. So I called Chris.
Yeah, so, you actually knew that he was there?
Oh, yeah, we'd met up earlier. Oh, he was such a hero, Mum. He came and found me and took me back to his tent.
Right.
Gave me a sleeping bag and everything. And he borrowed this, like, deck chair from someone else and slept outside.
Oh, how very sweet.
Yeah, so there was I, all cosy in this tent. I started feeling really bad about him being parked outside, so I had to let him back in.
Oh, I see.
Oh, don't look like that, Mum.
Like what?
Like you're trying not to disapprove.
No, I am not disapproving, darling. Not at all. I'm just glad that somebody looked after you.
Well, you don't think I'm capable of looking after myself?
That is not what I meant, Alice.
Well, anyway, next day, Chris was even more of a star. He spent about 2 hours tramping around the campsite looking for my stuff. No luck with the tent, of course. Tents look pretty much alike, but he did find my rucksack.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, a miracle or what? So at least I had some clean knickers and a toothbrush, which, at the end of the day, is all you really need, isn't it?
So you spent the rest of the weekend with Christopher?
Pretty much, yeah.
And now that you're back...
What?
Are you going to be seeing him again?
I should hope so.
Right.
Mum, you're doing it again.
What?
Disapproving.
I am not. It's just... Alice... You're off to university in 3 weeks.
So, I'm allowed to have a bit of fun before I go, aren't I?
Where's Brenda tonight?
Just gone over to Willow Farm. They've got the builders starting next week.
So, Brenda's all right, is she?
She's fine. Why do you say that?
It's just last week. You said you'd had a bit of a disagreement.
Oh, that.
About Brian?
Yeah, it's okay now. To be honest, I'll be glad when she goes back to university. She's been working too long for Matt Crawford.
How do you mean?
It rubs off on her. His kind of ruthless way of doing business.
Well, does she think it's a bad idea, then? You committing yourself to Bridge Farm?
Oh, no. She's absolutely behind me on that. She understands that, well, I have to do it if we're going to buy the place.
Can I just get to the oven, Tony?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was going to say, Dad, I really should start helping out a bit more.
Oh, have you got time?
Well, how about I do the milking 3 days a week?
Oh, what about the sausages?
It'll have to be the days I'm not doing that.
Oh, that would be a help.
Great, that's settled then.
All we've got to hope now is that the bank will come up with a dosh.
You said it would be fine.
Oh, it will be. They wouldn't get better security than farmland bought at tenant-occupied prices.
Fingers crossed, then.
Can you see the bank this week, then, Dad? Get it sorted, and I'll start milking next weekend.
Yeah, right, OK, thanks.
Well... On that positive note, I think we should have a drink. There's a bottle of white in the fridge, Tony. I'll give Helen a shout.
OK.
A drink of toast to the future of Bridge Farm.
No. I think we should drink to Matt Crawford.
What?
You're going to start without
you. You mean because he voted to let us buy the farm?
No, because he tried to turn our barn into a luxury des res. And if he hadn't pulled that stroke, we wouldn't be doing this, would we?
Thought I might need the odd chocolate bar to get me through.
Neil said Nigel was laying on lunch for everyone.
Oh, yeah, but I've still got to survive the morning. I reckon it'll be hungry work, dry stone walling.
Right, well, that's 92 pence then, please, Mike.
By the way, Susan, you know Mrs. Jenkins over Manorfield Close?
Of course I do.
Well, she had a nasty fall.
Oh, I know.
She can't get out, so Steve's been walking her dog for her.
Oh, that's kind. Night pay change.
Anyway, she wanted to give Phoebe something for her trouble, but instead of paying her, you know, 50 pence or whatever, she gave her this.
What?
It says, I owe you 4 T's.
Oh, no.
Well, it's signed Nathan Booth.
This really is getting out of hand.
Well, Phoebe was a bit act off, so I'd give her a few bob for it, but, I mean, what am I supposed to do with it?
Don't ask me, Mike.
I mean, can I exchange it for something?
Not in here, you can't.
Well, do I have to strike some kind of deal with Nathan?
Well, you'll have to ask him. As far as I'm concerned, the swap club is about swapping things, not about IOUs.
It's a single skinned wall, just keyed into the earth bank with some big through stones.
I noticed that on Friday. Yeah, when I took down that small section.
Ah, yes, thanks for doing that. I just needed to check that the bank was stable.
It looks okay to me.
It would have been a much bigger job if we'd had to dig it out.
It's a pretty big job anyway. Do you really think we can rebuild all that in 2 days?
You'll be surprised. Once people get the hang of it, it'll go up amazingly quickly.
Morning!
Oh, hello, Mike. You remember Eric?
Yeah, of course I do.
You're the milkman.
Yeah, it was me putting Nigel onto you in the first place.
Yes, I remember.
You was fixing a wall on the Penny Asset Road when I stumbled on you.
Though I was a little upset to hear you describe me to Nigel as an amateur.
Eh?
You tell me most dry stone wallers are these days.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to imply. I just meant you'd do it, you know, for love rather than for money.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
Not that you're not, you know, utterly professional.
It's not easy to make a living as a waller these days. We rely very heavily on volunteers for environmental projects.
Well, you're getting about 8 volunteers today.
Ah, good.
Come on, out of the way, you daft thing.
Morning, Neil.
Oh, hello.
Heel Scruff. Sit. Good boy.
Hello, Scruff. Yes, I know you'd like to be in here, wouldn't you? Giving my hens a run for their money.
He knows perfectly well that he's not to chase other creatures.
Well, not even cats.
They are a splendid sight, I have to say, Neil.
What?
Your hens.
You reckon?
Such glossy feathers, fine red cones.
Well, yeah.
I'd love to have a little flock of my own.
Would you?
I was so inspired by Jill Archer's talk to the Swap Club.
Oh, yeah?
I thought how nice it would be to offer freshly laid eggs to our B&B guests.
Well, you do, if you're buying my eggs. You're not going to get them any fresher.
Well, no, it's not the same, though, is it?
Isn't it?
We've got plenty of space at Ambridge Hall. We could have a big chicken run. But Robert's put his foot down.
All right.
Too much work, he says, on top of the llamas.
Well, they're not a lot of trouble, hens.
Llamas are no trouble at all.
Although you can't ignore them. You've got to see to them every day. And, of course, make sure they're secure at night. Otherwise, a fox will have them, sure as eggs. If a dog doesn't get them first.
I didn't realise how much wider it is at the bottom.
Eric says that's typical of a retaining wall. Really broad at the bottom, getting narrow as it goes up.
No, you better give us a hand lifting this one.
Okay. 2, 3, and lift! Pretty massive, these foundation stones.
Right. You pass us a bucket and I'll pick up some of this loose stuff.
There you go.
Oh, tar.
Shame Haley couldn't be here today.
Huh? Oh, yeah. She'd have loved all this.
I remember when we built the Cruck barn.
Hey, she was really hands-on, wasn't she?
I can still see her up to her elbows in wattle and door.
Yeah, but with the baby.
Oh, I know.
Plus the fact we've got the builders starting next week.
Oh, it's happening already, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So everything needs to be packed up. A lot of the furniture shifted out.
So you're going to have to move out?
Well, I'm hoping I can stay in the house, but Roy and Ailey and the kids are going once they start knocking the walls about.
Where are they going?
Grey Gables. Caroline's letting them have one of the staff flats. Ooh.
That's not going to be much fun.
No, you're right. Hokey little places, them staff flats, but it's only for a couple of weeks, we hope.
Hi,
I found you another pair of hands.
Come on in.
Oh, there you are at last.
Morning, Neil.
Oh,
sorry.
Just when me and Nigel had done all the hard work.
I had to see to the pigs and the hens before I come.
Well, you've done a fine job taking this section down. Yeah.
I don't think putting it back together is going to be quite so easy.
As you can see, Neil, they've laid the stones out according to size. Yeah. The biggest close to the foundation trench.
So the stones get smaller as you go up the wall?
That's it.
And the very small stuff in that pile there goes at the back. We call that hearting, or fill.
What I don't understand, Eric, is that the finished wall isn't vertical. It goes up at an angle.
As the stones get smaller.
Yes, but how do we get that angle right?
How do we get a uniform batter?
Eh?
That's what we call it.
Batter? What, it's in pancakes?
The batter line.
Oh.
Once we've got the foundation stones in place, we'll get some of those metal pins over there.
The road irons?
Yes. And we'll space them along at the correct angle and wedge a cross piece into the bank so they're nice and firm. Then we run a line between them.
To give us the horizontal?
Yes. And then you build up to the line. And that way we all go up at the same angle.
All right. Well, let's get stuck in, shall we? Yeah.
And I do not take kindly to having unflattering photographs of me displayed at the Flower and Produce Show for all and sundry to snigger at.
Oh, but Susan, it was a charming picture.
It made me look tipsy, which I most certainly was not. Now, is there something I can get you?
No. I merely came in to inform you that the Swap Club is in serious danger of losing all credibility.
What's happened now?
This morning I happened to run into one of my co-workers from Grey Gables who lives in Pennyhasset.
Swap Club's nothing to do with Pennyhasset.
No, I'm well aware of that.
T stands for Transition Equivalent Ambridge, not Pennyhasset.
Right, that will be TEF. Anyway, the point is, my colleague's mother has an orchard and she put out a table by her gate with a selection of fruit for sale and an honesty box, only to find, at the end of the day, that the table had been cleared and the honesty box contained a piece of paper reading IOU 20 T's.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And signed Mickey Mouse.
Well, I'm sorry, Linda.
Well, it's really very embarrassing.
I don't know who started this IOUs business, but it was never part of the plan, and I can't be held responsible.
Well, you simply can't ignore what's happening. The village is awash with IOUs.
Hardly awash.
And it's obvious that most of them are forgeries.
Well, there've been one or two.
Jill Archer was even given one with Robert's name on it.
Well, I don't know what you expect me to do. If IOUs are a problem, then people shouldn't write them or accept them. And it's absolutely nothing to do with me.
No, that one's not big enough. It needs to cover that joint between the stones below.
Turn it round the other way.
No, you can't do that.
Well, it's just the right thickness.
Number one rule, length into the wall. Let's see if we can find something a bit wider.
Look, what about this one?
Yes, that might do. Let's see.
Well, that looks fine.
It's a bit wobbly. I need something to wedge it at the back.
That do you?
Ah, excellent. Right. Is that level?
Yeah, that looks great. Yeah, spot on.
Oh, this finds muscles I haven't used in a while. Passes that part of the water, Mike, will you?
Yeah. Here, I meant to ask you, Neil, what's going on with your Christopher and Alice Aldridge?
Oh, don't you start,
please. I saw him outside Grey Gables this morning. I think he was dropping her off.
Christopher and Alice?
And they met up at some music festival at the weekend.
That's a surprise, isn't it?
Well, not entirely. He's been keen on her for a while.
Got an eye for the rich girls, hasn't he?
Not always.
Didn't he go out with Venetia Stretfield?
That was a while ago.
Yeah, be able to keep you in your old age then, Neil.
I'm not counting my chickens.
Very wise.
Yeah, unlike Susan, who's practically got the pair of them walking up the aisle already.
I'll bet.
Yeah, but I know Christopher. Changes his girlfriend almost as often as he changes his socks.
How are you doing?
Oh dear, you've caught a slap.
Oh, he was just taking a breather.
Oh, that's allowed. Nigel, I've been working around your badger set. Do you want to come and have a look?
Oh, yes, please. Excuse me, chaps. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Carry on. Right, now then. We need to get some of this.
Oh, Eric. That looks fantastic.
Yes. I'm not sure that badgers deserve all this special treatment.
Oh, but they do. I know they're not very popular with farmers these days.
Anyway,
What I'm doing is building what's known as a lunky.
A lunky? How lovely.
So, as you can see, I built a low wall head on either side of the entrance. And I brought this special large piece of stone with me.
Gosh, that is enormous.
It's got to go right across the top, you see, to act as a sort of lintel.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you're feeling fit, you can help me lift it up there.
Okay.
Right. You take that end, then. Get a good grip. It'll be really heavy. All right?
Yes.
Two, three, and lift. Now, try and line up the front edge. That's it.
Oh, look at that.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Very handsome.
Hello?
I'm in here.
Ah, you're on your own?
Yeah. Emma and Ed have gone over to Keepers.
Huh?
And I've no idea where Christopher is.
I can guess.
So, did you have a good day?
Yeah, brilliant. We had a really great time. And the wall, oh, you should see it. You must come over and have a look.
Yeah, maybe.
You're okay?
Oh, Neil.
What?
Linda Snell.
Oh, you're not still upset about that photograph, are you?
No, this was about Swap Club. Do you know this thing about people writing IOUs and they've got nothing to swap?
Yeah?
Oh, it's getting completely out of hand. And now, according to Linda, people are forging them.
Huh?
Oh, I mean, to be honest, I think it's just kids trying it on, but she had a real go at me this afternoon, as if it was all my fault.
Well, it isn't.
Well, I know that, but I'm getting the blame.
Oh, come on, love, come on. Swap Club is a great idea. And if a few kids or whoever are taking advantage, that doesn't make it any less of a great idea.
Maybe.
Look, it's teething troubles, that's all. It'll sort itself out. Just don't let it get you down.
Who's going to go to Grange Farm just to look at a few cows and some milk bottles?
There's a bit more to it than that, Joe.
You could offer to hire some ferret races, Dad.
Oh.
No, I don't think it's that sort of open day. It's more about, you know, local milk, local food. I know Pat's going along to talk about the yoghurt.
Want some more toast?
Oh, yeah, I could do it another sleep.
Nice of her to give up her time to help our Edward.
Yeah, unlike Jezza.
They're that busy at Bridge Farm just now.
Did you hear what he said?
Who?
Jezza. When Edward asked him to come along for the open day, first thing he says is, how much are you going to pay me?
Well, this is all about saving the business.
Oh, no.
Saving his job.
Yeah, well, that's Jezza for you, isn't it?
Can you pass us over the cake tin, please, Joe?
Where?
Oh, well, just behind you on the dresser.
What's in here, then?
Made a chocolate cake for William. Ah. I suppose he gets much home baking where he is now.
What time are you leaving?
Just as soon as I'm ready. Said I'd pick George up at 2:15. Oh, and there's a pork pie in the fridge for your dinner.
We're going over Lower Loxley again.
Oh, are you?
At least I am. You coming, Dad?
Oh, certainly am. He laid on a grand spread yesterday dinner time, did young Nigel Partington.
Yeah, that's supposed to be for them of us that actually helped build the wall.
Well, I'm an old man. You can't expect me to be even great lumps of stone of them.
I feel rotten letting Pat down like this.
Like what?
Taking the day off. You can see she won't happy about it. William just don't understand. I can't just drop everything.
Well, if he wants to see young George, why can't he come here?
Exactly. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Oh, give William our love.
Will do.
Dreadfully short notice, I'm afraid, but they've only just told me.
Lizzie! Sorry.
Can you ring me back as soon as you get this message? Thanks. Oh, wretched people. I told them it was 18 delegates, and this morning there's an email saying it's 23.
For today's conference?
Ah, I can't get hold of the caterers.
Anything I can do?
No. Go and get on with your wall.
Eric's just arrived.
Anyway, I don't suppose the clients would be terribly impressed seeing you in your holy sweatshirt and grubby boots.
I was going to say, well, why don't you come and say hello to everyone?
You're joking.
But in the circumstances...
Maybe this afternoon.
Oh, by the way, Lizzie, did you know Hayley and Roy are having to move out of Willow Farm?
What?
The builders are starting work on the conversion next week.
Where are they going?
Well, Caroline's offered them a staff flat at Grey Gables.
Staff flat? Oh, for them and the baby?
And Phoebe.
Well, They're hardly more than bedsits, those flats.
I know.
How on earth are they going to manage?
Go on, your turn. Give it a good kick.
Oh, well done.
Good shot, Georgie.
You know, Daddy.
No, Daddy's tired. You keep practising.
Don't go away, Daddy.
I'm only going to sit and talk to Grandma for a few minutes. I'll be right here. All right?
Oh, you don't understand, poor little lamb.
What?
Why, you weren't there no more.
I've missed him too, you know.
Yeah, but you understand the reason. He don't.
I had to do this, Mum.
Oh, I know, look.
I had to get away.
But as far as George is concerned, his daddy's suddenly gone missing. Oh, and it ain't right, William. You just can't do that to a little child.
I had to. After what happened, I couldn't... I just don't trust myself no more.
But that's all over now.
Not for me, it ain't.
With a child, you've got to put your own feelings to one side.
I need time, Mum.
You really ought to see him every week, will you?
I can't come to Ambridge.
Well, I don't see why not.
No, I can. I just can't.
You wouldn't have to see your brother.
It's not going to happen, Mum. Not yet, anyway.
But, William...
I don't want to talk about it, okay? How's Grandad?
Oh, he's all right. Him and your dad's gone over Lower Loxley today.
Daddy, I can't find a ball.
No, it's over there. By the wall.
They're helping Nigel fix his ha-ha.
Hang on, I'll fetch it for you.
Oh, Lord.
Here, try this one.
That's better.
So, any road? I was telling Baggy about digging up the skeleton.
No, that's no good.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it only comes as far as the gap.
No, it don't.
Well, it only just covers it. We'd be better with a slightly wider stone.
Oh, OK. Right, look, put this little one here in first. And then that one will go right across the joint.
Yes, that should do it.
And Baggy says to me, when he was a kid, his granddad warned him about the ghostly pikeman.
Yes, that's better.
And how you could hear the clanking of his armour going across the bridge.
I wouldn't put no faith in what Baggy tells you.
Why not? It's a good story.
And it certainly fits in with the body in the Millennium Wood.
Mm.
It were the ghost of a murdered shepherd haunted the bridge.
Oh, shepherd pikeman, who cares?
I remember that from when I was a little lad. And Mildred remembered it now, so it must be true.
Look, there's room for more than one ghost, Dad.
I'm going to have to trim a bit off this stone.
And the pikeman has the advantage that I was there when the body was discovered.
Where's the hammer?
That was here. And your safety goggles.
Oh, thanks.
So I can describe at first hand the hideous moans that come from the skull as it were wrenched untimely from the bitter earth.
You don't think that's a bit far-fetched?
Oh, no, I like that. Yeah. We can work that up into a real blood-curdling tale.
Here, we ought to do another ghost walk one of these days, Dad.
Yeah, just what I was thinking. Not long now till Halloween.
Afternoon.
Hayley. Oh, how lovely to see you.
Watch out.
Afternoon.
And little Abby. How's she doing?
She's fine.
Oh, don't she look bonny, eh?
I just had to come and see how you're getting on with the wall. Mike was so full of it when I got home last night.
Yes, everyone's really got into it.
Mm.
Phil's enjoying himself, and Oliver's determined to rebuild his at Grange Farm.
Grange Farm? Didn't know we had any.
Ah, the lane round the back of the house.
I must tell Lizzie you're here.
Yeah, with the banks all overgrown.
Is that a dry stone wall?
Yeah.
I never realised.
We were talking about you only this morning.
Ah, oh, that's why my ears were burning.
You're not going to rush off, are you?
Not for an hour or so. I decided Abby and me needed some fresh air. We've been stuck indoors all day, packing up the house.
Wait there, I'll go and find her.
You guys have done a brilliant job.
Yeah, not bad, is it?
Yeah, remember how the ha-ha looked before, with the stones all uneven, bits falling off?
Yeah, I never thought it would turn out this well.
I so wanted to come and join in. But with this little one...
Oh, it's back-breaking work, young Ely.
Like you'd know. Oh, he's been sat over there all morning criticising the rest of us.
But you need someone to take the long view, don't you, Joe?
Thank you for the cake. Your grandma makes the best chocolate cake, doesn't she, George?
Mm. He's half asleep, poor lamb. I'd best get him home.
Oh, not yet, Mum.
Well, you know what he's like when he ain't had a rest in the afternoon. Give me his fleece. I'll put it in the basket. It'll be warm enough as he is.
When can you come again?
Well, I don't know, William. Like I said, I can't make a habit of taking days off in the middle of the week.
Mum.
Is there no way you can get Sunday off?
No. Everyone wants Sunday off. And I'm the new boy. I'll have to take whatever time off I'm given.
Well, in that case, someone else is going to have to bring Georgie.
Well, who?
I don't know. Maybe Neil or your dad.
I'd rather see you.
But I've got to work, love. Same as you. And I can't just drop everything.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum.
Oh, well, you meant it makes so much more sense for you to come to Ambridge.
Well...
Just give it a try, darling. I mean, come to the house and, like I said, we'll organise it so you don't have to see no one you don't want to.
I'm going to come back for Abby Tucker's christening.
Oh, did you say you'd be godfather then?
Yeah, I told Roy last week.
William, that is lovely.
Well, I thought... The fact they asked me.
Yeah, I'm so pleased.
And they had faith in me.
We all have faith in you.
Enough to trust me with their little girl. I couldn't say no, really.
That's such good news. When's it happening?
28th, I think.
Oh, now that's nearly 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see George before then.
Well, unless someone can bring him here, I don't see how I can.
We're almost at the top now, so we're using these much smaller stones.
But they still have to go in sideways on?
Always links into the wall, that's what Eric says.
Who's Eric?
A bloke who's been running the course.
Is there any other end there, talking to Robert Snells?
You must go and have a look at how he built around the badger set.
He built round it?
Yeah.
Oh, really neat. Leave one stone a bit loose or something sticking out, the little beggars will have it down again.
Can I have a go?
Aye.
Oh, come on. You've explained what to do. You've got to let me give it a try.
Well, you need some gloves.
Here, you can have mine.
Ah, thanks, Jack.
And I'll keep an eye on the babby, don't you worry.
Should be asleep for another half hour, a bit of luck. Right, so, I'll pick a stone to go next to that one there.
Right, there's not many left to choose from now. I reckon this is going to be the final course.
This one?
Good as any.
And put it in so the good end's facing out.
That's it.
Oh, it's a bit wobbly.
Well, so you need to find somewhere to pin it at the back. Right, here's a nice flat one. Try that. Nope. Look, further in. Top of the stone has to be level.
Is it like that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
I don't believe it.
Elizabeth, hello.
Poor Hayley hasn't been here 5 minutes and already you've got her working.
Couldn't stop her.
I knew you wouldn't be able to resist.
How lovely to see you. Mwah. Oh, and little Abby. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
I think so. But then I'm biased.
All babies look like angry old men.
Oh, not listen. She's a little cherub.
Anyway, Hayley, I'm so glad you're here. I was going to ring you.
Oh, yeah?
Only Nigel was saying you have to move out of Willow Farm.
Only for a few weeks.
Oh, wouldn't count on it.
Well, you can never tell with builders.
Don't say that. We're going to be stuck in a tiny flat.
But you don't have to be. That's what I wanted to say. Why don't you come and stay here?
What?
At Lower Loxley.
Oh, no, we couldn't.
Why not?
Don't look so shocked. We're not looking for a cheap babysitter, and there's no way I'm trying to persuade you to come back to work before you're ready. But honestly, I can't bear to think of you all stuck in a garret at the top of Grey Gables.
Oh, maybe she can go off to her christening from Lower Loxley. That's very posh.
Maybe.
Oh, that's if I've managed to sort out Emma.
Oh?
Oh, never mind. That is so kind. I don't know what to say.
Do you want to talk to Roy about it?
Yes, of course. But I'm sure he'll be thrilled. Oh, so... Oh, you have really made my day.
Do you want to carry on with this wall or shall I?
Oh, no, let me.
There's only a tiny bit left to do.
It looks fantastic.
Oh, we've done a good job, haven't we, Mrs?
I haven't seen it since last night, when it was only, well, up to about here.
I just need something to fill this gap.
Try this one.
That'll be the top course finished.
Just a bit of packing to do, and them big top stones to go on.
Oh, Eric wants to do those himself.
Oh, it's a bit of a tight fit. But there. Is that okay?
Lovely. You're done.
Hey.
We better just put the spare stones in the barrow.
Oh, no, you've woken her up.
Oh, it's all right, sweetheart, I'm coming.
You see that, Abby? In years to come, you can look at that bit of wall and say, my mum built that.
Don't tell me there's been a fox.
Oh, someone's had a go at getting under the wire, but it's okay. Whatever it was didn't get through.
Good.
What you doing here?
We've been at the stables this morning. Thought I'd come home for lunch.
Ah, not seeing Alice today?
No.
That makes a change.
I don't see her every day.
Don't you? Must be my imagination.
Give it a rest, Dad. You coming in for lunch?
Yeah, I'll just finish up here.
Okay.
By the way, Christopher.
What?
Have you had a chance to look at them brochures?
What brochures?
What about electronic simulators?
Eh?
You know, the stuff I brought back from the Ringing Roadshow.
Oh, that. No, not yet.
Well, have a look, because I think it's something we could really use at St. Stephen's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what you do, you rig up this simulator in the tower so you can practice using your regular ropes, but the bells don't actually ring.
So how are you supposed to know?
Well, you get this simulated ring just within the tower.
Oh, right.
It avoids, well, you know...
annoying the neighbours.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you've got beginners ringing and they're all over the place.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I reckon so. Be a really worthwhile investment, if you ask me.
Expensive. Mm.
Not especially. We got a few quid in the bell fund just now.
I should go for it then.
Although you do need a computer. That could push the price up a bit.
You can pick up a second-hand laptop for peanuts these days.
Can you?
Have a word with Robert Snell. He's probably got a half a dozen stashed in a cupboard somewhere.
Yeah, okay, I will. Only I'd better talk to Alan about it first.
Still on his honeymoon, isn't he?
Well, I think he's back next week.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Look, do you want me to come with you?
No.
I will if you like.
No point to us wasting the afternoon.
Oh, it won't be wasted, Max.
Well, it feels a bit pathetic, to be honest.
What?
Going all the way to Felbersham to have this woman write a simple letter.
It's not simple, though, is it?
Yeah, but just because I couldn't, you know...
That's the whole point.
Couldn't string a few sentences together.
Yeah, and the NORCAP people know that. That's why they offered to do it for you.
That makes me sound like a right wimp.
Oh, come on, Matt. You do it in business all the time.
What?
You know, if there's something you can't handle or don't want to be bothered with, what do? You delegate.
Yeah, but...
Or you call in a consultant. You know, someone who's an expert on, oh, I don't know, electricity or newts or whatever. And this is just the same. NORCAP are your experts on adoption and how it affects people.
Yeah, okay, but consultants work for money. They don't poke about in your personal life and expect you to say how you feel about stuff.
Matt, all you're asking them to do is to write a letter. That's all. They're not going to interrogate you.
Bound to ask questions, though.
I'm beginning to think there's someone behind this.
Oh, come on.
Deliberately flooding the market with these things to try and undermine the swap club.
Why would anyone want to do that?
And I wouldn't mind betting Nathan Booth is mixed up in it somewhere.
What?
Well, I saw him this afternoon walking across the green with a great armful of vegetables. And you know as well as I do, Neil, he's got nothing worth swapping.
He might have bought them.
The IOUs?
What? No, the vegetables. You're letting this get to you, Susan.
Oh, can you blame me?
It's kids, that's all.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, David.
Oh, Neil, I'm glad I've seen you. Have you got an echo, Susan?
Yeah, there's a few left down the bottom there.
Oh, great. Yeah, this evening's meeting.
Parish Council?
Yeah, I don't seem to have got all the papers.
Haven't you?
No, there's an item on the agenda about planning consents. There you are, Susan, I think that's right.
Oh, thanks.
Well, that's just the usual list from the District Council.
About what planning applications have been made.
Oh, you didn't get that?
No.
Oh, well, I'll run off another copy.
Oh, thanks.
But there's nothing the least bit controversial.
Matt Crawford's not trying to turn the phone box into a Des Res.
Not this month, eh?
So it should be a short meeting.
Yeah, unless Linda starts nitpicking over the accounts.
Hey, Mum. Oh, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, love.
You'll never guess what just happened to me.
What?
I gave this kid a lift back from Borchester, right, because he'd missed the school bus. And we were driving along and he said he knew he had to pay for a car share now.
What?
And I said, you know, forget it, I was going this way anyway. Mm-hmm. But when I dropped him off, he insisted on giving me this.
What's that?
It's an IOU.
Oh, no.
Can't read the signature.
I don't believe it.
But this lad says to me, take that in the village shop and you can use it to hire a DVD.
Oh. What? Susan's been having a bit of trouble.
You see what I mean, Neil?
I thought it was hilarious.
No, Christopher, it is not funny.
It's just kids having a laugh.
Well, I've had enough. We're going to have to do something.
What?
Well, I don't know. But something.
Well?
Well, what?
Oh, come on, Matt. You haven't said a word since you got home.
Nothing to say.
Are they going to write the letter for you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's all you went for, really.
Look, pour us another drink, will you?
Another one?
Oh, you got a problem with that?
No, darling, no.
I don't know, Lillian.
What?
I think we may have opened up a can of worms.
Why do you say that?
This woman I went to see, she said stuff that had never crossed me mind.
Well, like what?
And she knows what she's talking about. Nice woman. Frances, her name was.
Yeah, darling. So, what did she say?
Well, she said it was probably for the best that I didn't manage to write the letter. Could have really messed things up if I'd sent it.
Well, how?
I don't know how my mum's going to react, do I?
No.
I mean, she might hate for other people to know she had this other kid. And suppose someone else opened the letter.
Why would someone else
open it? Well, she's in her home. We don't know what state she's in, so, you know, maybe a nurse or a carer opens up her post.
Oh, well, that's possible, I suppose.
So what they do, this Frances said, they write this really bland letter saying they're trying to help me find, you know, some relative I've lost touch with.
I see.
So if she wants to deny all knowledge, she can.
And that'll be that.
End of. Anyway, Frances said she'd write the letter and email it to me before she sends it. So if I decide I want to say something different, or if I change my mind about sending...
Change your mind?
Yeah, the thing is, Lillian, I've been going through this thinking, well, since we found out she's alive, believing I'm going to meet me mum, it's only a matter of time. Never occurred to me that she might not want to meet me.
No.
We know she got married after she had me. We know she had other kids. Maybe she never told them.
I suppose.
Maybe she never told anyone. You know how it was, having an illegitimate kid in them days.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what Frances said to me. And what I can't quite get my head round at the moment...
How will you feel if she doesn't want to see you?
Yeah. See, I've been imagining...
I know, a happy
ending.
Yeah,
you know, some kind of big reunion where we recognise each other, discover how much we've got in common, blah, blah, blah. See, Frances said this is the trouble. People have these expectations and it's not always like that. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
No, I'm sorry, Matt.
No, it's not your fault.
Oh, it is my fault. I'd started the whole thing.
And if she won't meet me, well, it's like... It'll feel like she's rejecting me all over again.
Oh, Matt.
And I didn't think I'd care, but I've come this far, Lillian. And it matters to me now.
Christopher?
Oh, hi, Mum.
What are you doing here?
What's it look like?
I thought you were seeing Alice tonight.
No.
You haven't fallen out with her?
Of course not.
Oh, good.
I don't have to see her every day.
Oh, don't go and mess this one up.
Mum?
Well, you don't have the best record in the world when it comes to hanging on to girlfriends.
Excuse me?
Well, it's true. And Alice is a lovely girl.
Mum, it's no business of yours who I go out with.
I just wondered.
Well, don't.
I just wondered why you were sitting in the pub on your own, that's all.
Having a drink. What are you doing here?
Oh, I said I'd meet your dad after the parish council meeting.
Oh.
Thought he'd be here by now.
Actually, I came down here to get away from Emma and Ed.
Oh.
Those two play in happy families. It makes me feel like a spare... You know, like I'm intruding.
Oh, does it?
They're so wrapped up in each other, it gets a bit embarrassing.
Well, I'm not exactly over the moon about Ed being there so much, but what can we do? We just have to hope they find a place of their own soon.
Either that or I'll have to.
Oh, here they are now. Over here, Neil.
Oh, hello, love. What'll it be, Neil?
No. I'll get these. You haven't got a drink, Susan?
No, I was waiting for you. You're very late.
Oh, I know. The meeting was a bit disrupted.
A bit? The wretched woman must have gone on for about 15 minutes.
Linda?
No. Linda was doing her best to shut her up, along with the rest of us.
Oh. Who then?
I don't know who she is.
Lives in Grange Spinney, I think. Hasn't been here long.
No. She came in just after we'd started and sat down at the back of the hall.
And we just got to the item about planning consents, and up she gets.
Yeah, and starts banging on about the anaerobic digester.
But there's a meeting about that next week.
I know. That's what I tried to tell her. I said if she wanted to discuss that, she should come along next Tuesday.
But she insisted that it was the parish council's business.
Yeah.
Well, it is really, isn't it?
Susan, we discussed it at great length when the original planning application went in, and I dare say we will again.
All right, don't get it, May.
Sorry.
But it wasn't on tonight's agenda.
Exactly.
And she wouldn't have it, this woman.
I wonder who it was.
Hmm?
Grange Spinney, you say?
Hmm, big woman.
Built like a tank.
Dark hair with, like, badger stripes and a big nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harriet Noakes's mum.
Who's Harriet Noakes?
She has a horse in livery at the stables. But I think maybe she goes to boarding school because she's hardly ever here.
And this woman's her mother?
Oh, I don't think she's ever been in the shop. I'd have remembered.
She works in Felpersham. So does her old man.
Oh, so they shop in town.
And they don't have anything to do with village life.
I think they play golf sometimes.
So they're hardly ever here.
And I remember Harriet saying her mum gets really annoyed when we have bell ringing practice.
What?
So if the AD ever does get built, it's going to have no impact on their lives whatsoever.
Probably not.
And they wouldn't even be aware of it if there hadn't been all this fuss. Honestly. I don't know what else to do.
I'll get you a pint. Susan?
Oh, half a lager, please, love.
There's this huge head of steam building up, and it's all based on rumour and misunderstanding.
There are some very real concerns, though, David. Yeah,
I know, Susan, which is why we're having this public meeting. But if what happened tonight is anything to go by, it's going to be utter chaos.
Sorry I was so late.
It's okay.
I've just got so behind with everything this week.
As long as we've got fruit yogurts for the lunchtime rush.
Oh, yes, and Clary asked me this morning if she could have another day off.
What?
To take George to see William again.
Why can't she go at the weekend?
He has to work, apparently.
Oh, dear. And he won't come to Ambridge?
No.
But if he wants to see George...
Oh, I know, I know. And I had to say no to Clary for next week anyway. I mean, she understands. She knows how busy we are, but... I couldn't ask if she wasn't really worried.
Mm. Oh, what time's Dad got his appointment with the bank?
Late this afternoon. Tom's having to come over and do the milking.
Well, he did offer to do it more often.
I know. He's going to be very busy. Anyway, I must be off.
Oh, by the way, I had this kid come in this morning. Really sweet. She was only about 12. And she wanted to buy a couple of cereal bars. And she offered me an IOU for 2 teas.
Mm, no.
She wasn't even an Ambridge kid. Said she'd been given it in the playground in exchange for something or other. And she said that she'd been told that because this was Ambridge currency, she could spend it in Ambridge organics.
Susan's had people trying to use them in the village shop.
And that was the other thing. I had a look at the IOU and it was apparently signed Susan Carter.
Yes, yummy milk substitute. Is that good or what? Oh, come on. If you can lick it off my finger. Just imagine this is your mum. Oh, damn it. Annabelle, hi.
Sorry, David, I only just got your message.
No, don't rush off.
What?
No, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get a calf to suck from the feeder.
Oh, is this a bad time?
No, no, it's fine.
You said we had a problem.
Yeah, listen. There was a parish council meeting last night, and this woman got up and started having a go at us.
When you say us?
The parish council. Accused us of being useless and toothless and pusillanimous. I don't know what else. All because we hadn't rejected the AD project out of hand.
Well, what's this got to do with the parish council?
Well, not a lot, I grant you. That didn't stop her haranguing us for the best part of 15 minutes.
Any idea who she was?
Yeah, her name's Noakes, and I'm told she lives in the village, although I've never met her. But listen, what worries me is that she was so determined. And if we get half a dozen like her at the meeting next week, it's going to be an utter shambles. So I just wondered if you, well, you know, if there's anything we can do.
Well, I've got a meeting with Matt at 3:15. Why don't you come and join us?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
No, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean... I mean, I just don't think that Matt's going to be much help.
No, probably not.
His way of dealing with hecklers is just to shout even louder.
So how about I come and see you after I've seen him?
Hi, Tom.
Afternoon.
Oh, they look good.
Yeah. Carrots are doing really well.
Has Dad not gone yet?
Oh, I don't know. I've been out.
The car's still here. What is he doing? It's gone 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Susan phoned.
Oh, yeah?
Wouldn't say what it was about. Just, will you call her back? Sounded quite urgent, though.
Oh, I wonder if Helen rang her.
Helen?
Yeah, some kid came into the shop this morning and tried to palm off an IOU for... Oh, Tony!
Hello.
You're going to be late.
It's all right. I've got plenty of time.
It's Friday afternoon, remember? The traffic will be awful. I don't know why you're wearing that old shirt.
Oh, Pat, I'm a working farmer.
Oh, you could still have made a bit of an effort.
Mum, they're not going to decide it on his sartorial elegance.
Quite.
Have you got all the papers you need?
Yep, in here. Last 3 years' accounts. Not that they'll want to see them.
You don't think so?
No, they'll be biting my hand off.
If you go in there with that attitude, you're asking for trouble.
He's right, Mum. This is a great deal for them. Farmland's about the only asset that's going up in value at the moment.
Not to mention the fact that as soon as we own the freehold, it's worth about 30% more than we're paying for it.
Exactly. They'd be mad to turn it down.
And if they do, there's plenty of other banks who'd be interested.
Well, I hope you're right. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, Dad.
Cheers.
And Susan, who keeps the village shop, she didn't know who she was either.
So, not exactly an active member of the village community.
No, she moved to Ambridge a year or so ago, apparently, and commutes into Felpersham.
So what makes her think the AD plant is going to adversely affect her quality of life?
Well, you have to ask her. Mrs. Noakes. She's a big woman with what Susan's son described very accurately as badger-striped hair. Oh.
I shall keep an eye out.
Yeah, well, she's obviously used to getting her own way. I couldn't begin to reason with her. I mean, she had just decided that we were a pathetic bunch of losers who were falling down on the job and had to be browbeaten into some kind of action.
But is the parish council going to take any action?
Well, we can't. I mean, it's really not part of our remit.
No. So she was essentially wasting her breath.
Well, yeah.
A lot of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Yeah, except it was pretty unnerving. And if something like that happens at Tuesday's meeting, I mean, I can see the whole thing just degenerating into a shouting match.
Well, we can't call it off.
No, I wasn't suggesting
that. I mean, that really would send the wrong message.
Yeah.
We have to be seen to be open, honest and straightforward in everything we do.
Yeah, sure.
And if the rumours are starting to escalate, then we have to redouble our efforts to counter them. So, actually, your Mrs. Noakes has done us a bit of a favour.
How do you work that out?
She's warned us to be prepared.
Yeah, but what can we do? I mean, you know, if people are determined to disrupt the meeting...
The number one rule is don't let it get to you.
Yeah, but it does.
This is very important, David. You must remain calm and keep repeating the facts. Actually... It might be a good idea to make up some kind of display board listing the facts. So if it gets impossibly noisy, people will at least be able to read what we're trying to say.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And apart from that, well, it's just a question of hanging on in there. I know it's going to be tough, but we have to face down the opposition.
It's easier said than done.
David, most of the objections are irrational and emotional, pure prejudice.
Yeah, I know.
People really have nothing to fear from this scheme.
Just have to keep reminding myself.
We can win this battle. And 6 months, a year from now, when the AD's up and running, everyone will have quite forgotten why they were so up in arms about it.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, love. You're early.
I left Annie to lock up. Couldn't wait to hear how Dad got on.
He's not back yet.
What?
I know. He should have been home an hour ago.
Has he rung?
No.
Well, have you tried ringing him?
Yeah, it just goes to voicemail.
Well, he's probably just stuck in traffic, Mum. It was really grim on the bypass.
Yeah, but you're here, aren't you? Surely he'd have rung if there was a problem. I can't understand why he hasn't rung anyway, just to let us know how it went.
Let's give it another go.
Oh, maybe we were overconfident. I mean, they keep telling us, don't they, that there's a credit crunch and the banks are in trouble, it's impossible to borrow money at the moment. Well, Tony was so sure this was different.
No, it's just going to voicemail again.
Oh, that reminds me. I was supposed to ring Susan. Tom told me hours ago. Did you call her about that IOU?
Rather wish I hadn't. She seemed to take it so personally.
Because it had her name on it.
Yeah, and the fact that the whole IOU thing spread into Borchester.
Oh, I'd better go and ring her now.
Here he comes.
What?
Oh, Dad.
Thank heavens for that. I was beginning to think... Oh, well, never mind. He's here now.
Yeah, I was just about to walk the cows back out when I spotted the car.
Oh, what's this? A reception committee?
Where have you been?
Oh, sorry. I got stuck in a jam.
What happened?
Well, the traffic on the bypass ground to a complete halt.
At the bank? What happened at the bank?
Ah, well, that was fine.
They'll lend us the money?
Yes, no problem.
Oh, Tony!
Yes, Tony! Yes.
Oh, I was so worried. Brilliant. I just convinced myself they'd said no. Why didn't you ring, for heaven's sake?
I forgot my phone.
Dad?
Yeah, I left it in me overalls.
We've been imagining all kinds of horrors here.
Well, I don't know why your mum's making such a big deal of it. The dodgy bit was getting Borchester Land to agree.
So the bank were okay? I mean, did they say yes straight away?
Yeah. Took a quick look at our income figures. Can't see there'll be a problem.
Oh, great!
I had a look round for a phone box to let you know.
There's hardly a single one left in Borchester.
And then I found an off-licence, and I thought, we really ought to have some champagne for this.
What sort of interest rates are they offering?
Oh, we didn't really get that far. It was just an agreement in principle.
Oh, well, that's the main thing.
Obviously, they'll need to be okay with the price we're paying.
Of course.
Well, like I told him, if we can't get it for the right price, we won't be interested.
Well, let's just hope Borchester Land will be reasonable.
Well, if they want to sell it, there's no point in them being anything else.
Well, they're not that keen to sell it.
They'll want to now, surely, now the decision's been made.
The bank seemed very confident we'd be able to negotiate a good price.
Yeah, who's doing our valuation?
Oh, we'll use one of the valuers on the TFA list. I see one of them's based in Felbisham.
What about Borchester Land?
Well, imagine they'll get Rodways to do it on their side.
They'll probably try and jack the price up as high as possible, I suppose.
And our guy will try and get it as low as possible. Hopefully we'll meet somewhere in the middle.
So then they just fight it out between them?
Yeah, that's the idea. But the good news is, whatever the freehold value, we can expect a substantial discount as sitting tenants.
Fingers crossed, then.
Yeah, after that, it's up to you two to make this place buzz.
I reckon we could manage that, don't you, Tom?
No problem.
Hopefully we'll be looking to retire in a few years' time, won't we, Pat?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, but before that happens, we're all going to have to push up the farm income if we're going to cover this mortgage.
Oh, don't worry, we'll make it work.
Yeah, we're really grateful.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And we're happy too, aren't we, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely.
The last thing we'd have wanted is for you two to feel an obligation to come into the business.
But we want to.
I know, and it's great.
Right. Well, I think we should open that champagne.
Oh, what I need right now is a cup of tea.
And I've got to take the cows back out.
I was stuck in that traffic for what felt like hours.
Don't crack the champagne without me.
Come on then, let's get the kettle on.
Hang on, you've got a visitor.
Looks like Susan.
Lord, I never did ring her.
Come on, Dad. I'll make you that cuppa.
Good-o.
Susan, I am so sorry. I got the message you'd rung. Oh,
it's okay.
It's just been one of those days.
But I really need to get this off my chest.
What?
Oh, it's about the swap club.
Oh, I know Helen phoned you about that kid.
Oh, that was just the final straw. But it's been building all week. The whole thing has become a complete farce.
Oh, it's not that bad, surely.
Oh, yes, it is. There are hundreds of these IOUs in circulation, and okay, there may be a few legitimate ones among them, but we've no way of knowing anymore. And I've had kids in the shop every day this week trying to spend the blooming
things. I know it's annoying, but...
And they've popped up in Pennyhasset and Darrington and now Borchester. The whole thing has got completely out of control, Pat. And I think the only thing to do is to wind up the swap club.
Oh, no.
I don't know what else to do. I'm at my wit's end, I really am.
Susan,
I wish I'd never started the thing in the first place.
Look, the swap club is a great idea. And a lot of people have benefited from it. Just because one or two have abused the system...
It's not just one or two.
It doesn't mean it's a bad system.
There are hordes of them.
So, let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater. There's got to be a way to make this work.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Jenny Stevens and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.